It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, February 27th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American novelist John Steinbeck, born in Salinas, California in 1902. His Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Grapes of Wrath, arguably his best-known work, forcefully portrayed the plight of migrant workers during the Great Depression. The work also received a National Book Award. Many of his books deal with social and economic issues. Steinbeck dropped out of college and worked as a manual laborer before achieving success as a writer. He served as a war correspondent during World War II and was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1962. He was raised in a family of modest means. His father tried his hand at several different jobs to keep his family fed. He owned a feed and grain store, managed a flour plant, and served as treasurer of Monterey County. His mother was a former schoolteacher. For the most part, Steinbeck, who grew up with three sisters, had a happy childhood. He was shy but smart, and formed an early appreciation for the land, and in particular California's Salinas Valley, which would greatly inform his later writing. According to accounts, Steinbeck decided to become a writer at the age of 14, often locking himself in his bedroom to write poems and stories. In 1919, he enrolled at Stanford University, a decision that had more to do with pleasing his parents than anything else. But the budding writer would prove to have little use for college. Over the next 6 years, Steinbeck drifted in and out of school, eventually dropping out for good in 1925 without a degree. Following Stanford, he tried to make a go of it as a freelance writer and moved to New York, where he found work as a construction worker and a newspaper reporter to pay the bills. But then he scurried back to California, where he took a job as a caretaker in Lake Tahoe. It was during this time that he wrote his first novel, Cup of Gold, in 1929. His follow-up novels, The Pastures of Heaven and To a God Unknown, received tepid reviews. It wasn't until Tortilla Flat in 1935, a humorous novel about paisano life in the Monterey region, was released, that the writer achieved real success. Steinbeck struck a more serious tone with his In Dubious Battle, or Of Mice and Men, and The Long Valley, a collection of short stories. Widely considered Steinbeck's finest and most ambitious novel, The Grapes of Wrath appeared in 1939. Telling the story of a dispossessed Oklahoma family and their struggle to carve out a new life in California, the book captured the mood and the angst of the nation during the bleak 1930s. At the height of its popularity, The Grapes of Wrath was selling 10,000 copies a week. Steinbeck continued to write in his later years with credits including Cannery Row, Burning Bright, East of Eden, The Winter of Our Discontent, and Travels with Charlie in Search of America. Also in 1962, he was honored by the Nobel Prize Committee for his realistic and imaginative writings, combining as they do sympathetic humor and keen social perception. Steinbeck died of heart disease on December 20, 1968, at his home in New York City. "A journey is a person in itself. No two are alike," he wrote. "And all plans, safeguards, policing, and coercion are fruitless. We find that after years of the struggle that we do not take a trip, the trip takes us." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 27th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.